BBC Three Counties Radio.
Well, let's get an update on Aylesbury and how locals are feeling after one of their last commercial radio stations in Beds, Hearts and Bucks broadcast for the last time. Mix 96 was an important part of the town, which is why Amy Scullard started a petition to try and save it. Well, because the radio station was so special to Amy, on Monday, Justin Deely popped round to surprise her.
Hello, Amy. I'm Justin from BBC Three Counties. How are you? Look, we're really, really sorry about what's happened at Mix 96, but we want to let you know that you've still got local radio. There is a free radio for you. It's all tuned in to BBC Three Counties Radio. Andy, our presenter, is from Aylesbury. Yeah. You might have even seen him in Panto before, have you?
I have indeed, yeah.
And what we would like you to do is listen to us on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, hopefully forever.
Yeah.
But we want you to come on the programme and give us your honest feedback. Have we got a deal?
Okay, that's fine, yeah.
And as I said, when you opened the door, we're really sorry about what's happened to Mix 96 because it obviously meant a lot to you and your family.
Yeah, it really did. It was, I mean, the whole of Mix 96, everything about Mix 96, not just the fact that they're a radio station, that they were keeping me company,
yeah.
But it's everything they did outside of the radio station as well. It really were the heart of the community here in Aylesbury.
Well, look, there is your new radio. You might absolutely hate it. And if you do, just be honest, but we'd like you to have a listen to us this week because we are your local radio station, the only one that's left now. So hopefully you can be part of our family now.
I'm definitely willing to give it a go, yeah. I've had a couple of people in the group who have recommended.
Oh, really?
Three Counties, yeah.
Well, the pressure's on, isn't it? We'll find out more about her Save Mix campaign and what it's going to do now, as well, of course, find out that all-important review in about an hour's time. I've never been more nervous. I've got a bit of a sweat on.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Let's get an update on Aylesbury and how locals are feeling after one of their last commercial radio stations in Beds, Hearts and Bucks broadcast for the last time. Justin Deely was in the town to see how residents felt now that they didn't have Mix 96 to listen to in the mornings.
So it's day one without Mix 96 in Aylesbury. How do you feel about things?
Horrible. Oh, well, we're so used to Mix 96 in here. Having to listen to Heart, it's not the same. It just isn't the same. And you miss all the, like, Wes and all that lot and traffic news, what was going on in town.
It really was a huge, huge part of this town.
Yeah, it was a huge part. And it will be missed. Like, firework displays, Christmas light switch-ons and all the stuff that they used to do. Roald Dahl Day. It was just, it will be missed. It will be missed.
Well, Justin is back in Aylesbury this morning. He's with Amy Scullard, who set up a petition trying to save the radio station. Good morning to you, Justin.
Good morning, Andy. Yes, Amy is with me live right now. Amy, thank you for your time. Big feelings in the town about what's happened here to Mix 96.
Yeah, really big feelings. I mean, especially over the last couple of weeks, when as we've started to like lose our presenters, people's emotions were really, really high, definitely. It was really evident on the group. We had, you know, you had people that were obviously saying, oh, I've been crying my eyes out, but then you've got, there's been anger, a lot of anger as well. People's emotions are coming out in all sorts of ways.
And that's it, isn't it? Because you fought so hard as a community to save that radio station. This is your first week without it. You must be really feeling it now.
Definitely. There's definitely a sense of mourning. It feels like someone's died. We've lost local radio. It's just, it meant so much to so many of us that it was a bit of a heartbreak every time we had to say goodbye to a presenter.
Radio is so powerful. It's so intimate. But we can see the banners in your house. You've got the flags here as well. You did everything you possibly could to try and save this radio station, you and everybody here in Aylesbury.
Yeah, we really did. It was really a team job. You know, we had a Facebook group of 4,500 people and they were all getting involved. So there was a group of us that were doing a lot behind the scenes, you know, actually in contact with Bower and Ofcom and our MP. And but then the group on Facebook, you know, they were tweeting, they were sharing our posts, we were doing polls, and we did, you know, I joined up with other campaigns around the country. Yeah. And we did a survey that basically proved that it was not what anyone wanted. It was, yeah.
It's always the way, isn't it? Nobody wants it to happen, and then it goes ahead and happens. But you've got this Facebook page, over 4,000 people on there. Is that now going to be a community hub for the people here of Aylesbury?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've already put out a poll to try and find out what people want from the page. So, you know, there's options like, do you want it to be Mixed 96 Memories? Do you want it to be a Mixed 96 Legacy? Or do you want to help shape the future of local radio with your ideas on this group? We've already got like a spin-off group that's sharing local events and local news. So, yeah, we're kind of waiting for the results of those polls. At the moment, it's looking likely that people quite want some of the legacies of Mix to live on. So, for example, yesterday I put out a breast check because Mix 96 always did a first of the month breast check awareness day. So I reminded everyone of that yesterday. And a lot of people also want the future radio suggestions to come forward on the group, how we can shape it.
So are you saying that you could start your own community radio station and you could be the boss of that? Is that what you're saying, Amy?
Definitely not. Definitely not. I mean, there's definitely been some suggestions of community radio, and there's been a few people over the last 3 months that have made suggestion that they, you know, would look into that. But not me.
Look, radio stations are nothing without their audience, but they're also nothing without their presenters as well. Have you been in touch with those presenters since the radio station closed?
I've heard from a couple of the presenters, yeah. I mean, some of them, it's been a really long, tough 3 months for them. The consultation went on for a long time, and the unknown was just so dragged out that they're exhausted, and they're obviously really emotional. There was a lot of emotions in that studio at the end. So some of them are, you know, taking a break, and I'm deliberately not contacting them because they don't want to hear about it. But equally, I've got some of the other presenters. I've heard from Nathan, and yeah, they're doing all right. They're doing all right.
So, sadly, it's gone. And we wish you the best for what you're doing with this community hub. Maybe those presenters might start another community radio station locally. You never know. I came round here and knocked on your door on Monday. I gave you a radio and I said, look, we can never be Mix 96 because they were hyper-local to this town. What we cover, beds, hearts and bucks. I gave you a radio and I said, look, Andy happens to be from your town. He's also been in Panto quite a few times as well. Would you give us your feedback on the programme? Have you been listening?
I have indeed.
Okay. Andy, I know you're very nervous about this.
This is worse than when I got my GCSEs or whatever it was back in the day.
I must just tell you, Amy, that when I came in this morning, I saw some spare underpants in the studio. I think that it's all down to what you're about to say right now. So I'm prepared for it. Andy's prepared for it. You've been listening to The Breakfast Show today and yesterday as well. As I say, we can never match what Mix 96 did because they were hyper-local, but we are your local radio station. We're here for you. What have you made of it?
Well, I mean, I'd give it a 6 out of 10.
Six, okay.
But that's more to do with the fact that, you know, it's a completely different style. You have to get used to a different style. But also, I love my music. I like
it.
So
you want more music?
I want more music.
What if it was me or Andy singing on the programme? You know, karaoke. How would that sound?
That sounds horrific.
I agree with you there, Andy.
Yes. But, Andy, it's a 6 out of 10. And this is the thing, you know, nobody likes change. Mm-hmm. But in a year's time, Amy, you might give it a 7 out of 10, an 8 out of 10. Are you willing to carry on giving it a go?
Yeah, definitely. You've got to give things a chance because it is just getting used to a different style, and maybe I like a bit more talk soon. Who knows? Well,
look, Amy, we can build from there, Amy. We can build from a 6. You know what I mean? We can build.
He's looking forward to building, by the way. Just a final word, very, very briefly, on the people of this town that have supported you and this campaign. What would you like to say to those people this morning?
Oh, a massive thank you for getting involved. I couldn't have done it without everybody. Everybody, it was a massive team effort.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
You're very welcome.
There you go, Andy. That's Amy Scullard. Andy, I'll give you a 9 out of 10. You would get a 10, but you're a Watford fan.
Okay. Cheers, love. I'll take that. Thanks, mate. Bye. Listen, just before we go...
People are sounding disappointed about a 6. That's exceptional.
That's more than what we got last
year. Honestly, I'd rate you about a 3.
Management gave me a 2 this time last year. I mean, I'll take a 6. Listen, I'm going to take a very quick call before we go travel and news at 8.